What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Cyborg Indian with your host, Edwin Johnson, CPTRDN. Hope everybody had a good week. A lot of things going on. We had a lot of snow here in New York, that's for sure. I was shoveling for about 4 to 5 hours. That wasn't the best, but I got it done. Had JT coming back with the new single, Filthy. Hope everybody enjoyed that one. And the Golden Globes were tonight. I hope whoever you want to win won their Golden Globe. So tonight on episode 2, we're going to be talking about one of the supplements that I get asked about probably the most. And that supplement is, drumroll please, creatine. Now, creatine is an nitrogenous organic acid that's naturally in all vertebrates, such as ourselves. In foods, you can find them in high amounts in things like beef, salmon, and tuna. It's one of the most widely researched sports supplements on the market. Now, before I get into the research-based facts on creatine, I like to usually share my side of it and what I've experienced through my use of it. So, this is my non-research, strictly experience-based view on it. Okay, that's the disclaimer right there. No false info, just my experience. So I'm not currently taking creatine as part of my daily regimen or regime. Man, I don't know what the actual word is. Sidebar. I was watching an interview with Tom Holland, who's the lead actor in Spider-Man Homecoming recently, and he laughed at his co-star Jacob Batalon, and Batalon was saying something about his or someone's workout regimen, and Tom Holland started laughing because he said the correct way to pronounce it is regime. See, all my life, people have been saying regimen, and I've been saying regimen, but you know, who are we to argue with the lovely English people? But anyway, that was completely off topic, and I'm a geek. So, creatine is not currently part of my daily routine. I'm actually taking zero supplements right now, not because I don't think they don't work, and not because I'm against them, but it's just because I like taking my supplements when I know I'm being consistent with my gym flow. I need to have that consistent gym flow, and then I'll take them, you know? Otherwise, I just feel like I'm not using them to their best effect. But when I did take creatine monohydrate, and just creatine monohydrate, I found that it didn't do a whole lot for me in terms of strength or endurance or muscular build, and that was me taking it for, I'd say, a continuous 3 months. Just didn't see much results. However, and when I say brands for things, I'm by no means plugging anything in. And you can be sure of that because my only sponsor right now is myself. But yeah, when I was taking Cell Tech by this company, Muscle Tech, it's a creatine blend giving you creatine monohydrate, carbohydrates, and some amino acids too, I believe. But that's when I saw an effect, when I was taking that stuff. I felt good. I felt strong. I felt like I had a higher endurance. I saw increased muscle size, and it was just a whole different ballgame with that. The reason I personally think that is was because I was having the creatine with the carbohydrates that was added. And I've read a lot of articles and research showing great positive correlations of taking creatine with the proper amount of carbohydrates versus very little or none at all. So that's what personally worked for me. I hit new PRs, which are personal records for those not in the fitness world or just don't know what that means. I was at the weight I wanted to be at. And yeah, it was just good stuff in comparison to just creatine monohydrate alone. But again, that's for me personally. Everybody's body is going to react differently, and you know, there are plenty of people I know who have benefited from strictly creatine monohydrate. So now let's quickly talk about what research shows. And real quick, if you want to read up on any of the studies I'm about to mention in detail, just shoot me an email at thecyborgindian@gmail.com and just let me know which one you're curious about, and I'll send you the article through a link, okay? So just a few benefits shown through research I want to go through that a lot of people, at least that I've met, don't know. First up is that creatine supplementation was shown to reduce the inflammatory markers and muscle soreness markers in our bodies. There was a study published by Life Science that had runners doing a 30K. And so pretty much these runners were given creatine supplementation for 5 straight days before their race. And compared to the runners that were given a placebo, the ones that were taking the creatine supplementation had significantly decreased laboratory markers for muscle injury and inflammation. The markers they were measuring, for those curious, were their CK, LDH, PGE2, and TNF-alpha markers. So, bottom line is that the study showed a very significant decrease in muscle damage and inflammation with creatine supplementation. All right, very good to keep in mind. So, second benefit we're going to take a look at is brain function. Now, this first study is from the Journal of Neuroscience. I thought that was a pretty broad name for a journal, neuroscience, but turns out that neuroscience is a real journal name. So, this research is from that journal, and it was done on mice and I believe a few other animal subjects, showing that creatine supplementation displayed neuroprotective effects in several animal models of neurological disease, such as Huntington's disease, Parkinson's disease, or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. So they found that creatine supplementation was acting in such a way that it would intervene in the steps of creatine metabolism that would create these abnormalities, and it would decrease the risk of these neurological and atherosclerotic diseases. They did mention that there does need to be more research done in the form of human trials, so I appreciate them mentioning that as well, rather than just stating it as a fact with no questions asked. When more human trials are done, we can have a more firm understanding. But there was one study I found in relation to the same topic, done with humans, given 5 grams of creatine a day for 6 weeks. Researchers found that in a double-blind, placebo-controlled, crossover-designed experiment, that those who were supplementing creatine did in fact have higher levels of brain performance. Something to think about. All right. Third and final benefit I'll go into detail in for the sake of time is from research published by the Journal of Applied Physiology, which found a combination of creatine and protein to be beneficial in the increase of glucose tolerance in humans. That's so interesting, right? For those who have friends or family that have had hyperglycemia or type 2 diabetes, it's just adding on to the knowledge of the factors that can have a role in that glucose tolerance in our body. They did a study pretty much immobilizing the right leg of all participants. They took needle biopsies bilaterally from the vastus lateralis, which, if you need a visual, it's like the outer thigh area of your leg. And what happened after 2 weeks, of course, of immobilization was that the glycogen stores in GLUT4 was reduced in all individuals. However, for those who were supplementing protein and creatine during immobilization, during a physical training program for the immobilized right leg, they had higher increase in GLUT4 and glycogen stores in comparison to the control group who took a placebo. And for those who don't know, GLUT4 is a glucose transporter found in adipose tissue and skeletal muscle. A very cool study to read up on. I highly recommend it. I found that one to be really interesting. All right, so those are some interesting benefits that I wanted to share with you guys that were research-based that a lot of people might not have known. As for the rest, listen, there are countless articles and research that has backed the statement that creatine does in fact increase muscle hypertrophy and increases athletic performance. I could send you a bunch of articles that prove this and back this. So for those wondering, I will tell you out of my own knowledge that it does work for that. You want to get bigger, you want to increase that 1 RM, that 1 rep max, you can definitely take creatine to help. That's not a replacement for exercise and hard work though, trust me. You need to put in that time and energy to make the gains happen. Other common questions I can answer real quick for you guys. How much should I take a day? I'd say 5 grams is a good amount per day. I personally don't think you need more than that, but I've read studies of people having 20 grams per day and still showing no adverse side effects. But I'd say 5 grams is a good amount per day. Should you take it before or after a workout? I would say to go with after a workout. Your cells are going to be more receptive to its effects, and plus you can have your creatine with some carbs, whether those carbs come from your post-workout shake or your post-workout meal. There's a lot of research showing benefits of creatine performance when you have all those things together, creatine monohydrate, protein, and the carbs. In conclusion, that is why creatine is my homie. I think it's a great supplement. There are a lot of myths and false information out there that has been debunked by research. And hey, it's still being researched, so if there are any negative effects, I'll be sure to let you guys know. But until next time, remember to make the most of your day. There's no such thing as 100% effort. You can always push past that and go beyond your limits. All right, stay active and stay healthy, my friend. And just a reminder, you can always check out more content on my Instagram page, The Cyborg Indian. And if you have any questions about the information provided or have a topic you want to discuss, just shoot me an email at thecyborgindian@gmail.com. Until next time, folks.